I think that there were students, I'll start with the good. There were students that thrived, and they were not necessarily the students that were thriving when we were on campus. And that, I think there was something about the self-pacing, the asynchronous work, the like security of their time was their own, the comfort of home, and then like taking the whole, whether they were a boarding student or not, the whole social dynamic piece away. So there were students who felt like they were able to do their best creative work. And some of that came out of simply because, like, if they're in a meeting and they're getting feedback over Zoom, it's just them and the machine. They're not then walking across campus or into the dining hall and navigating all these like social circumstances where either are stressful and anxiety inducing to them, or the just the feedback they just got just bottoms out of them because like how would they retain it? The machine is right there. So they're getting feedback on their writing and then they're going right into the process of revision. And so I saw student work just like individually go up, not totally across the board, but like for that sort of the one-on-one piece was really much more significant. And as a teacher, I liked it more as well. But for every student that felt secure in their home and safe in their home, there's a student who doesn't feel secure or safe in their home. And that, at the school that I teach at, we're very lucky because no one gets sent to our school. Like they find the school, they're dragging their parents to us. And students go away and to boarding schools for different reasons, and some of our students come because the boarding school, the campus, is the safe space. So I think there that navigating that and not really having relying on a team of student support to figure out, is the student not coming to class because they are, struggling with something at home, or they're not coming to class because they don't have the systems and structures of a campus and a support team to get them to class. Why is their camera not on? Is it appropriate to ask them to put their camera on? I like definitely much more lean to a kind of sensitivity of, trusting that they knew what was right for them in that moment. And that was really hard. It was also hard because I am away from my colleagues that I work with to support students who are struggling as well. So everything has like four extra steps. Like I get off the Zoom, I'm sending an email, I'm waiting for that email to come back. I'm not seeing my colleagues in the lunchroom, I'm not seeing them in person.